Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's Varsity Girls Basketball Sectional. We are at Yorktown High School, Class 3A, Sectional 24. This will be game one of the sectional. Tonight's game features the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and the Jay County Lady Patriots. We thank you for tuning in to PutMeInSports.com. Both teams out on the floor right now, looking around, taking some shots, at their leisure. They've already gone through a couple of lines, layups and whatnot. 11:05 left on the pregame clock. This game's slated to start at 6 p.m. Going to be right on time. So what we'll mention, Class 3A, Sectional 24, we'll let you know about the sectional right here at Yorktown. Tonight's ball game is at 6 o'clock. As a visitor, it's Jay County. They're currently 20 wins, 3 losses. They're going against, they get the home team, the bottom of the bracket, that's Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 15-5. We'll mention the winner of that contest will come back Friday night, weather permitting. That'll be February 4th. That'll be a 6 o'clock start. For the winner of Jay County Hamilton Heights, they'll go against Delta, the Delta Lady Eagles. And then we'll mention tonight, in the nightcap, about a 7:30 start. We're going to mention it. Musty Burns, the visiting team, they're currently 2-7. They'll play at 7:30 versus Newcastle Lady Trojans. They're 12-9. The winner of tonight's ball game will come back Friday night, weather permitting. 7:30 contest, they'll go against the home team, the Yorktown Lady Tigers. Lady Tigers are currently 5-17. We'll let you know there are 6 teams in the tournament, 5 games, and it'll all happen, hopefully, in a five day span. To get in, the admission per game, I should say per evening, $6. That's for one whole day. If you decide to get the Sectional 24 pass, it's just $10. Pre-kindergarten age gets in for free. We have a captain's meeting down on the floor right there with the three officials. We'll talk about each school. First, we'll talk about the Jay County Lady Patriots. Jay County Lady Patriots are in Class 3A, obviously, Sectional 24 right here. The Jay County Lady Patriots accomplished a 13-game winning streak this season that lasted between November 26th through January 15th, 51 days. We'll mention the principal at Jay County High School is Chad Dodd. The athletic director is Steve Boozer. The athletic secretary, Christy Pryor, she was most instrumental for putting me in sports. We thank her. We'll let you know Jay County High School is located at 2072 West State Road 67, Portland, Indiana, 47371. You can reach them by telephone. 260-726-9306. On the web, you can find them at jcpatriotsathletics.com. On Twitter, at JAYCOPatriots. They wear the colors red, white, and blue. They performed in the Allen County Conference. There are 7 teams in the Allen County. And they finished up like this. Number 1 position, Jay County. Number 2, Woodland. Number 3, South Adams. Number 4, Heritage. Number 5, Adams Central. Number 6, Bluffton. And number 7, Southern Wells. We'll remind you, Jay County Lady Patriots are currently 20 wins, 3 losses on the season. They did win the Allen County Conference at 6-0. We'll let you know they average offensively. This is an average in 23 games. They average offensively 57.5 points per game. They give up defensively an average of 35.1. We'll let you know the head coach is Kirk Comer. I spoke with him a while ago. He's a pretty kind gentleman. He let me know the starting lineup for Jay County. We'll mention Kirk Comer working in his 12th season. Season number 12 at Jay County, he's got 198 wins, 77 losses at Jay County. Overall, he's a 27-year varsity girls basketball coach. 385 wins, 203 losses. The next game for Jay County or Hamilton Heights, as mentioned, going to happen Friday, February 4th. Either of these two teams will do battle with the Delta Lady Eagles. That'll be a 6 o'clock start time on Friday for these two teams, one of them. We'll mention a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies, back home, they have a school enrollment of 739. They're also in Class 3A, Sectional 24. Right here at Yorktown High School, they host a very good sectional. They are familiar with doing so. We'll mention there are six teams in their sectional at Jay County. Hamilton Heights, Newcastle, Yorktown, Delta, and Muncie Brooks. We'll mention the principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic secretary is Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can reach them by telephone 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhsc.org. They were the colors orange, white, and Brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference has 10 teams in it. They have an East and a West division. And here's the order of finish for this year. Number 1, Benton Central. Number 2, Hamilton Heights. Number 3, Lafayette Central Catholic. Number 4, Northwestern. Number 5, Tipton. Number 6, Twin Lakes. Number 7, Western. Number 8, West Lafayette. Number 9, Rensselaer. And number 10, Lewis Cass. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left in the pregame. We are at Yorktown High School, and you are listening to an education-based varsity high school girls basketball game. This game is being made possible through Robbie Kendall at audiosportsonline.net. Robbie Kendall providing broadcast capability for PutneySports.com since 2008. So they're still shooting around. Huskies still on the floor. Jay County has gone on into the locker room. We'll learn a little bit about a couple of common opponents. Two common opponents this year for Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and Jay County Lady Patriots. Both teams played Fort Wayne Concordia. Hamilton Heights played at Fort Wayne Concordia December 21st. Huskies got the win 47-22. Jay County, Lady Patriots, they went against Concordia. They had a home game with Fort Wayne Concordia. Jay County got the win 57-19. The second common opponent, the only other common opponent, for Hamilton Heights and Jay County with Delta. Sectional team, Delta Lady Eagles. Hamilton Heights had the home game on December 16th. Got the win over Delta 57-19. Jay County, they played on the road at Delta High School January 20th, not too far back. We mentioned Jay County got the win 67-17. We'll let you know about recent past two matchups. These two teams have played each other before. They were both sectional contests. Sectional championship game last year, 2020, 2021, February 6th. Hamilton Heights got the win 46-42. In a second round game in the sectional, 2017-2018, February 2nd, Hamilton Heights got the win 57-45 over Jay County. Today, February 1st, 2022, tonight's game, a new dynamic, Class 3A, Sectional 24, varsity girls basketball tonight. Hamilton Heights and Jay County going to kick off this tournament. 6 o'clock start time. 5:52 on the wristwatch. The band is on hand. Sounds pretty good, I should say. That is Memorex. We're listening to Rock and Roll. That I'm right here at Yorktown High School. We'll talk about the varsity girls basketball. Tonight's team leaders. Leaders for tonight, Hamilton Heights and Jay County. In the points department. These are points per game. For Hamilton Heights, number 10, sophomore Cameron Runner, 17.3 points per ball game. For Jay County, number 30, Renna Sweeterman. Renna Sweeterman is a junior class member, 18.4 points per ball game. Rebounding department, number 42 for Hamilton Heights, senior Michaela Moran, 5.3 rebounds per contest. Number 22 for Jay County, that's Gabriella Bilbrey, 6.3 rebounds per game. In the assist department, number 2 for Hamilton Heights, that's Ella Hickok, she's a sophomore, 3.9 assists per game. Number 30 for Jay County, that's Renna Spearman, 4.7 assists per game, while averaging 18.4. In the field department, number 10 for Hamilton Heights, sophomore Cameron Rutter, 3.3 a game. For Jay County, number 34, 2.3 a game, senior Madison Dirksen. Clock rolls down, block shot department. Number 42, Hamilton Heights, that's Michaela Moran, she's a senior. She leads the Huskies. No block shot department listed for Jay County. There's the buzzer, we're getting ready for the national anthem, everyone standing at attention. Public address, addressing the crowd. IHSAA basketball. As the public address welcomes everyone here tonight. They're missing Jay County. We'll be the visitors. Hamilton Heights going to wear white. They'll be the home team on the scoreboard. Pretty good crowd on hand thus far. Pretty good group of basketball fans. Jay County working across from the scores bench. Their fan base taking up a pretty good group right there. Across behind the scores bench, Hamilton Heights. Good ball game. Hopefully in the works tonight. Both these teams looking to advance tonight to Friday night. The winner tonight will advance Friday night. Weather permitting, they'll play at 6 p.m. on Friday night. They'll play the Delta Lady Eagles. We're going to set this down for our national anthem. Well done. Public address singing the national anthem. Well done. That's the 2.5-octave song. He nailed it. We're getting ready to mention the starting lineup. We'll start with the non-starters for Hamilton Heights. They're the home team. We'll start with them. Non-starters, number 3, Aubrey Baber. Number 13, Katie Brown. Number 20, Kaylee Roten. Taylor Harley in the lineup. She'll be in reserve. Number 23, Cassidy Schenkel. Number 25, Kennedy Carey. Number 34, Morgan Ottinger. The starting lineup for the Lady Huskies. They'll start like this. Wearing number 2, a 5'6" sophomore, Ella Hickok. Number 4, a 5'8" senior, that's Mia Shields. Wearing number 10, a 5'9" sophomore, Cameron Runner. Number 24, a 5'8" sophomore, that's Hadley Terry. And number 42, a 6'3" senior, Mikayla Moran. The Lady Huskies are coached by Keegan Terry. Now we'll talk about the Jay County Lady Patriots, the non-starters. Number 5, Molly Mullenkamp. Number 12, Mabry McIntyre. Number 14, Daisy Mullenkamp. Number 20, Danielle Mays. Number 32, Brianna Dirksen. Number 40, Meredith Dirksen. Number 42, Cassie Petro. Number 44, Isabella Denton. Number 50, Cash Hollowell. Number 51, Angelina Clarity. Number 52, Jenna Dews. 53, Cameron Jackson. And 54, Sophia Sprungler. The head coach is Kurt Comer. We'll mention the starting lineup for Jay County Lady Patriots. They'll start like this. Number 10, a 5'7" sophomore, Sophia Saxon. Number 22, a 6-foot junior, that's Gabriella Bilbrey. Number 24, a 5'6" senior, Isabel Rogers. Number 30, a 6-foot junior, Rena Cederman. And number 34, a 6-foot senior, Madison Dirksen. As mentioned, the head coach is Kurt Comer. Let's finish up the lineup with the home team. Getting ready to mention the starting lineup for the Lady Huskies. Pretty good crowd on hand. Pretty good hand clap as the Lady Huskies get introduced. Again, we'll mention Jay County, a 20-3 record entering this ball game. Lady Huskies, 15-5, did not write down the strength of schedule. I think the strength of schedule favors Hamilton Heights for the strength department. They play 6-4A schools. 8 minutes on the game clock. Getting ready to jump it up here. A lot of basketballs on the roller out there at center court. Officials getting ready to go. They're going to roll that off the court. Getting ready for some basketball at Yorktown High School. A lot of games going on. We'll talk about the Hoosier Conference girls sectional here in a little bit, along with the Allen County conference schedules. Right now, it's going to be tip-off time. Hamilton Heights and Jay County. Out to the center circle for Hamilton Heights is going to be sophomore number 10. It's going to be Cameron Runner. She's going to jump it up against 22 Gabriella Bilbrey. She's a 6-foot junior. Lady Huskies playing in the front court, right here in the back court. Going to be tipped in the back court, picked up by Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner gets the tip. First possession, Ella Hickok out top. She's working left side, well behind the arc. Mia Shields back out top to Ella, back to Mia. Working the 2-3 zone, they're playing 2-3 zone. They're actually going man-to-man now. They're going to paint, trying to get into Michaela. Out to the corner, inside out play. Mia Shields shot, ready to go. Rebound, Hamilton Heights, Cameron Runner, they'll try it again. Baseline, Mia Shields, bouncing outside. 3-point shot on the way, rims off, ready to go. Had the chair, they couldn't get the three. Back the other direction, rebound secured by Jake Downey. 7:24 on the game clock. We've just begun. We're in the first quarter. Yorktown sectional, class 3A sectional 24. Out top with the basketball. That's Brenna Swiderman. She'll play the point. She'll get it back out top to shoot a three. Got it. Nothing but net. Just right of center. 3-point bucket. Good for Swiderman. Swiderman averaging 18.4 per contest. 3-0 contest. Jake County in front. So we're going around the perimeter. Ella Hickok to the corner. Cameron Runner. Back to Ella. Back to Cameron. Cameron will dribble in. Take a shot. Wouldn't get the bucket. I think that back out with Mia Shields. Shields Drove the paint, couldn't get the two. Rebound, Jake Cannon. 6:39, out top. 3-point shot for Tiedemann, ready to go. Rebound, Jake Cannon. They'll set it up once again. Out top of the basketball, 34, Madison Dirksen. See the corner, she'll drive baseline. That's 24, Isabel Rogers. They'll get inside. 2-point shot, ready to go. Fighting for the board, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Jake Cannon. Substitution in the ballgame. We're going to see Hadley Cherry take a breather in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Number 20, Kaylee Roten. 6:22 on the game clock. Bringing it up from the backcourt. Going to pick up pressure right there near the center court line. Supplying the pressure is 22, Gabriella Gilbert. They'll work it in. Driving the lane, Cameron Leonard. Going to be a block shot. Goes out of bounds. So get the ball back. This game being played somewhat loosely. They're letting the girls play as if this were a boys' game. No fouls called as of yet. 6:08 brought in left of the bucket by Mia Shields. Working around the perimeter, Ella Hickok. Skip pass through the corner. Mia Shields for three, got it. Mia Shields, 3-point bucket. Right there in front of the Jay County Spirit section. She took a look at him, jumped back the other direction. 3-3 ball game. 5:50 left. 3-point shot. Right elbow extended, good. Renna Tiedemann, she's 2-for-3 from 3-point land. It's 6-3, Jay County. 5:38 on the game clock. In the front court, Ella Hickok. Works it to the corner, so dribbling in now, Mia Shields. Back to Ella, back to Mia. She'll take a three. Left elbow extended, ready to go. Rebound front four. Going to be loose there. Going to be picked up by Hamilton Heights. Mia Shields in there on the floor, getting the basketball. 3-point shot off the mark. Left elbow extended, ready to go for Cameron Leonard. Back the other direction. Tiedemann pitches it down low. In the paint, they'll shoot off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Gabriella Bilbrey. 8-3 contest. Jay County by 5. 5 minutes left. We're in the first quarter. Working it around the perimeter. To the corner, 3-point shot on the way. Rims off and go for Mia Shields. They're going to call basket interference on the table. It bounced up tall. They're going to say it hit the table, which makes it out of bounds. They give it back to Jay County. Hamilton Heights going to get pressure in the backcourt. They'll try to pass out of it. Tiedemann crossing the timeline right there. Now on the dribble, 34, Madison Dirksen. She'll pick up her dribble. Out top to Tiedemann. Elbow, right side. They'll dish it to Gabriella Bilbrin. She'll get the ball back near a steal. It's going to be a steal. Ellen Hickok comes up with a steal in the backcourt. Picks off the pass. She's in the front court now, 4:27. On the game clock, we're in the first quarter. Push out of bounds, no call. Kaylee Roten goes into it out top. Once again, Ella Hickok on the dribble. Working against her loosely is Isabel Rogers. Out top of the basketball, Ella Hickok. She'll work it right side behind the arc via Shields. Shields dribbles in. She's in the paint. Left-handed floater. Rims around, falls out. Wouldn't go. Mia Shields locks up the rebound. Going to be a jump ball. Alternate possession arrow going to give it to Jay County. Mia Shields gets that arrow back to Hamilton Heights on the next tie-up. 4:03 left. We're in the first quarter, 8-3 contest. Jay County by 5. They pass to break the press. They're winning to Tiedemann. Outside the paint, wouldn't get it. Rebound, Jay County, ball's loose. Ball's going to be safe on the baseline. Good save here by Ella Hickok. They're going to call a jump ball. Hamilton Heights going to get the possession. Ball's on the floor, they lock it up. That was number 10, Sophia Saxman, trying to get on it for Jake County. We're going to see a stuff check in next dead ball. It's going to be number 32, Brianna Dirksen. 3 Dirksens on this team. I'm guessing they're sisters, maybe cousins. 1 is a freshman. They'll work it outside the arc. Kaylee Roten. Roten on the drill. She'll pass it in. Elbow right side to Michaela. Down low, they get it to Mia Shields. Just outside the paint, 2-point bucket for Mia Shields. It's 8-5, a 3-point advantage for Jay County. Bounce pass in the front court. They'll work it back around Tiedemann. Left side behind the arc. They'll work it into Isabel Rogers. Elbow left side. They'll get it to Tiedemann. Might have got away with a step there. No call. Left elbow extended. They'll bounce back out top. 34, Madison Dirksen. They'll dish off to Tiedemann in the paint. 3-point shot outside the arc. Ready to go, Jay County. That shot taken by Dirksen. Rebound, Tiedemann. She'll put a shot back up behind the arc. Right there, Stitcher, she'll get the three. She's 3 for 4 in my recollection. 3-point layup. 11-5 contest. Jay Kelly by 6. 2:35 left for in the first quarter. Outside the arc, 3-point shot on the way. Rims off long. Miyashiro's rebound, Sweeterman. Sweeterman with control of the backcourt. Playing her defensively, Ellie Hitchcock. She'll pass out of it. Way out top, 24, Isabel Rogers. So we're going to round the perimeter. Madison Dirksen. Sweeterman in the corner. She'll pass it inside. Going to be a traveling violation. Ball's on the floor. Going to be a rollover. Travel called on Gabriella Bilbrey. In the ballgame for Jake County. 32, Brianna Dirksen. Also in the ballgame, first time for Jake County, Molly Mullenkamp. Molly Mullenkamp, a 5'10 sophomore. They're working in the front court. Hamilton Heights behind the perimeter. Dribbling the basketball, she'll bring it back out. That's Cameron Runner, the Michaela. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, good. Right elbow extended. 3-point shot for Ella Hitchcock. A 3-point ball game. Jake County 11, Hamilton Heights 8. 1:45 left, first quarter. So we're going to see the corner. 3-point shot on the way, wouldn't go. Rims out. Shot taken by Dirksen. They rebound, get outside the arc again. And Sweeterman nails another 3-point bomb. 14-8. Jay Kelly by 6. 1:25 left. Across the timeline on a walk pace now is Ellie Hitchcock. Calling out some directions. She'll go right by behind the perimeter. Behind the arc right there. Kennedy Roten. 3-point shot on the way again. Short off the mark. Wouldn't go for Ellie Hitchcock. Goes out of bounds. They'll bring the ball in from backcourt. Going to be brought in, 34, Madison Dirksen will trigger the end down. Taking a breather, getting out of the lineup right quick is Molly Mullenkamp. Back in the ballgame for Jake Kelly, 22, Gabriella Bilbrey. Hamilton Heights supplying pressure in the backcourt. Going to be a traveling violation. Sweeterman took the set prior to the ball hitting the floor. 14-8 contest. Jake Kelly by 6. 1:08 left. He passes the backcourt. Cameron Runner gets it into Ellie Hitchcock. Crossing the timeline, she'll dribble right. Behind the arc, bounce pass, she'll work it into Kaylee Roten. Now stops, she'll work it left side, Mia. Inside to Michaela. Turnaround, jumper off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound secured. 22, Gabriella Bilbrey. Gonna work it down low, gonna be a foul call. Gonna play 7 minutes. A little over 7 minutes and the first foul is called in the ballgame. They're going to whistle this one on Ella Hitchcock. She picks up her first team foul number 1 at the foul stripe for Jay Kelly. First shot up, rims around, wouldn't go. At 32, Brianna Dirksen. Dirksen shooting 50% at the stripe. Sweeterman out of the lineup. She's going to get an extended quarter break. Back in the ballgame, Sophia Sackman. Second shot good. At 32, Brianna Dirksen makes it a 15-8 contest. Jake Kelly by 7. 45 seconds left. Lady Huskies in the front court. On the dribble, Ella Hitchcock out top. She'll go behind the perimeter. 3-point shot on the way. Kaylee Roten, shot ready to go. Rebound Jake Kelly. That's Sophia Sackman. She'll get it back to point guard. She'll walk it across the timeline. At 32, Brianna Dirksen, deep in the front court, in the corner, playing loosely now, Cameron Runner. Looking for that last shot of the quarter. 15 seconds left. She got the triple threat. She'll look to dribble, she will. Dribble right side with the basketball. That's 34, Madison Dirksen. Out top, the move around the perimeter. Brianna Dirksen, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, just outside the paint shot, wouldn't go. Final shot of the quarter wouldn't go. That's 32. Brianna Dirksen. We'll go to a first quarter break. At the end of 1, Jay Kelly, 15, Hamilton Heights, 8. We'll let you know what's happening in the Hoosier Conference tonight. First round for each school. This is the East Division Hoosier Conference. At Yorktown right here, it's Hamilton Heights and Jay Kelly. It started at 6. At Marion High School, Northwestern going against McCutcheon, Class 4A Sectional 7 at the 7:30 start, but that will happen on Wednesday, at tomorrow, the 2nd, when the parade at East Brook High School. Tonight at 7:30, Gibson going against Tamer, Class 2A, Sectional 39, at West Lafayette High School. Tonight, 6 o'clock start, Western is going against Machanaqua, Class 3A, Sectional 22. At Lewis Cass High School, it's going to happen tomorrow, the second day of February, at 7:30 start. It's going to be Lewis Cass and Delphi, Class 2A, Sectional 37. We'll let you know about the West Division here in just a bit. Second buzzer sounds, then they start the second quarter. Jay County in front, 15-8 over Hamilton Heights. Going to be inbound by Jay County. Going to be tossed in by 24, Isabel Rogers. She'll pass it slightly in the backcourt to 30, Renna Sweeterman. Sweeterman is going to walk across the timeline, picking her up out top. It's Cameron Runner. She's going to call out some directions way out top near the center circle. She'll dribble right now, go back left, cross it over. Nearly a steal there. Good hands by Mia Shields. Back out there working around the perimeter. Back to Sweeterman. She'll go left side baseline with the pass. Out top working it. That's number 10, Sophia Saxman. They'll work it down low in the paint, off the glass. Got the bucket. Credit the shot, 22, Gabriella Bilbrick. 7:25 left. We're in the second quarter, 17-8. Jay County by 9. Out top of the basketball, they're working around the perimeter. Kaylee Roten. Back out top, Mia Shields. Left side to Ella, back to Mia. Out top, she'll dribble the paint. Underhand scoop shot, wouldn't go. Going to hit the baseline. It's last touch. Bit of a block shot deflected by Jay County. Lady Husky's going to bring it in. Left of the bucket. Could be brought in by Mia Shields. She gets in paint right there to Michaela. Michaela goes up with a shot. She gets fouled. Ball didn't make it to the net. But she'll shoot twice. Could be the first foul in the contest called against Jay County. They're going to whistle this one on 22, Gabriella Bilbrey. 6 foot junior. Michaela Moran, Isaac, and slides the first one. Rims off, wouldn't go. Michaela Moran, she's shooting 61% from the stripe. She's now 38 for 63. 17-8 contest. She eyes and slides the second one. Rims off long, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, Jay Kelly. Credits the board. 22, Gabriella Gilbert. To the front court, Sweeterman. Left elbow, they're working back to Sweeterman. We're working inside, just outside the paint. Number 10, Sophia Saxman, going to be a jump ball. Jump this ball going to belong to Hamilton Heights. She brought that ball right down where it should be handled, and Hamilton Heights locks it up. They'll get the possession arrow. They'll bring it up from the backcourt. Brought up by Ellie Hickok. She'll trot across the timeline. 6:48 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. 17-8. Going to dribble in, kick it back out. Terry Roten for three. Got it. In front of the student cheer block right here for Jay County. Kennedy Roten nails a three-pointer. That's a six-point advantage for Jay County. Cross-court skip pass. They're working around, touches the hands of Madison Dirksen. Now back out top, Isabel Rogers. Rogers being guarded by Cameron Leonard. Going to be an illegal screen. Illegal screen right there on Cameron. That was a pretty easy call. They're going to whistle this foul on 22. Gabriella Bilbrey, and she'll pick up her second. That's the second accumulative foul here in the first half on Jay County. Hamilton Heights with one. We're going back the other direction. It'll baseline. Bouncing in, Michaela. It's going to be stolen. Stolen 24, Isabel Rogers. Back the other direction. They'll take it off to Sweeterman. She'll go left-handed layup off the glass. Two-point bucket, a good pass to Sweeterman. 19-11. 8-point advantage for Jay County on the dribble in the front court. Ella Hickok, who gets the Mia Shields. They're going to call a bump. They're going to call her out of bounds. There's a bump right there. They're not going to call it. That was on the baseline. They're going to say Mia stepped on the baseline, but that was after being bumped out of bounds. I thought the whistle was for the foul, but evidently not. 19-11 contest. 8-point advantage. In the front court there, Jay County, trying to get the steal, nearly coming up with it. Going to call her out of bounds. Mia Shields touching the basketball on the floor there in the left corner baseline. She was touching the out-of-bounds line. Giving it back to Jay County. Left of the bucket, big time, over the other corner for the Husky fans. Three-point shot, give and go. Short off the rim, wouldn't go for Jay County. That shot taken by 24, Isabel Rogers. Husky's going to push it to the front court. Outside the arc, from the student bench right there, the student section. That's Mia Fields, now back out top to Ella Hickok. 5-17. Back behind the arc right there, Mia Fields. Picked up defensively by Isabel Rogers. Fields out top, they'll move it to Ella. Back to Fields straight away. Three-point territory. She'll take a couple dribbles here, she'll backpedal, reset the offense. Pick up a screen from Cameron. Out top of the basketball. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Inside 5 minutes left here in a second. 19-11, Jay County by 8. First game of the sectional. With the dribble, Cameron Renner will bring it back out. Reset the offense. She's going to face a double team. They're going to say the ball goes out of bounds. They're not going to call a block. That was a double team right there. There's a lot of bumping going on. A lot of friction. This is not being called. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. Will the Huskies. West Division of the Hoosier Conference like this at West Lafayette tonight. 7:30 contest, Benton Central and West Lafayette. At Attica, that's going to happen on Friday. Central Catholic drew the bye. They'll play the winner of Clinton Central and Faith Christian on Friday at 7:30. Also Friday night in West Lafayette, it's going to be Twin Lakes at 6 o'clock. They'll play the winner of Western and Mechaniquaw. And also at West Lafayette happening tonight on Tuesday, 7:30, West Lafayette in Central. And at Rensselaer Central tonight, 5:30, it's already begun. Rensselaer Central in Winnemac. They're going to end down the basketball. Jay County going to toss it in. Toss it in to Schmiederman. She'll dribble right side. She'll pick up her dribble. She'll bounce pass. Back across right there to Madison Dirksen. Back to Schmiederman. Lost the handle. Schmiederman saves it into the hands of Ella Hickok. Hickok in the front court. Jay County couldn't get the ball to the half court line in that possession. 4:22 on the game clock. 19-11. 8-point advantage straight away. 3-point shot. Mia Fields rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound Cameron Renner. Cameron Renner following the shot. 2 points off the glass and Coach Kurt Comer. Not happy with the defense there on the boards. 4:04 on the game clock. 19-13. 6-point advantage. Schmiederman. Elbow right side. 2-point shot short off the rim. When you go rebound, Mikayla Moran. 3:52 left. Second quarter, crossing the sideline. Going to walk it in now. Straight out top, Ella Hickok. Going to work an elbow. Katie Roden. Good dribble once. Back to Ella. Well behind the arc. 3:38 left. Second quarter, 19-13. Jay County by 6. Ella Hickok to the corner. Mia Shields. She'll dribble baseline. Lost the handle. She's trying to pick it back up. It's going to be picked up there by Cameron Runner at the free throw line. Back to Cameron. To the corner. Mia Shields. Looking to see Cameron get open. Shoot that one shot. Kaylee Roten. Toss it down low. Mikayla in the paint. She'll go off the glass. Got the bucket. They're going to call a foul on Jay County. She'll get the bucket. She'll shoot one more. The foul's going to be whistled on Jay County. Number 10, Sophia Saxman. Saxman's going to pick up her first. Team foul number 3. Hampton Heights still with just 1. 3-point play opportunity. Mikayla Moran. She'll eye it. She'll fly it. Rims off. Wouldn't go. To the corner. Rebound. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner with the basketball. She'll dig it back out. Mia Shields. Works it right side behind the arc. Ella Hickok. Back to Mia. Out top. Back to Ella. Ella's going to be picked up loosely by 24, Isabel Rogers. Right side behind the arc. They'll work it back around. Mia Shields to Ella. Back to Mia. 2:47 left. They'll work it down low to Mikayla. Mikayla lost the handle. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Jay County. Mikayla Moran. They're working it down low to her. She was looking to get it back outside. She was defended well. It skipped out of bounds. Belongs to the Huskies. Ryder Bucket brought in. He's going to be tossed in by Mia Shields. Figured in Mikayla. To the corner, Cameron Runner. Try to trap her. She dribbles out of it. Behind the arc, Ella Hickok. Defense converges quickly. Jay County, pretty good D. Back out top. Ball's in the hands of Ella Hickok. She's on the back pedal dribble, keeping that stationary dribble alive. She goes right side behind the arc, right side, right there. Mia Shields back out top to Ella. She'll dribble in, out inside, out play. Mia Shields, elbow right side. She'll toss it back out to Ella. Little down low, Michaela. Michaela off the glass, left-handed layup. Good. Thought it was going to be strong. It rimmed right in. Two-point bucket for Michaela. 19-17. Going to be a steal in the front court. Ella Hickok. She'll go the distance. Going to get a block shot. Schwederman. She knocks the ball out of bounds. Blocks the shot of Ella. No big deal. Lady Husky gets the ball back from out of bounds. There'll be a timeout called by Coach Kurt Comer of Jay County. He's going to call a 60-second timeout. 1:54 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. Jay County by two, 19-17. We'll talk about the Allen County Conference. These are first opponents for each school. There's 7 teams in the conference. Tonight, right here, Yorktown, Jay County, and Hamilton Heights. Woodland High School is tonight, 6 o'clock. It's Woodland and Angola. Mississinewa High School, that'll be Friday the 4th at 6 o'clock. Heritage and the winner of Eastern and Oak Hill. Bluffton High School, that'll happen tomorrow at 6 o'clock. South Adams and Central Noble. At Bluffton High School, also tomorrow night, the 7:30 contest, it'll be Adams Central and Whitco. At Bluffton High School, tonight, 6 o'clock, happening right now, is Bluffton and Eastside. Winding out the 7 teams at Northfield High School tonight. 7 p.m. contest, Southern Wells going against Northfield at the Class 1A, Sectional 53. Second buzzer sounds, 1:54 on the game clock. Going to be brought in, less of a bucket. Brought in by Mia Shields of Hamilton Heights. Looking to get in, dipping into Michaela. She'll go up for the shot. She's going to get fouled. Michaela's going to shoot twice. She made a cut to the lane. Mia, chest pass right there for point-blank range. Michaela went up for the shot, couldn't get it. She's going to get two shots. 1:53 left here in the second quarter. Michaela Moran, first shot, rims up. Rims back down, would go. 19-17. Two-point advantage for Jay County. Second quarter, 1:53 left. Michaela's second shot is good. Nothing but net. Back end of a two-shot foul for Michaela. Cuts the lead to one for Jay County. 1:50 on the game clock. They're working left side, trying to get across the sideline. Schwederman might have been a double skin off her thigh, didn't get the call. Going to be tipped away and stolen in the front court by Kennedy Moran, Kennedy Broughton. Working it down outside the arc. Cameron Runner working around the perimeter. Ella Hickok, a minute and a half left here in the second quarter. Hamilton Heights' opportunity to go up by one or two with a three-point shot. But outside the arc, on the dribble now, Mia Shields. She'll pick up the dribble, look to get in to Michaela, not available. She'll work it back out top to reset the offense with Ella Hickok. 1:10 left. Second quarter, 19-18. Jay County by one. On the dribble, Cameron Runner lost the handle to get the dribble back to get it back to Ella. Works it to the corner. Mia Shields back to Ella. Way out top. 52 seconds left. Might be playing for one shot. Michaela, elbow right side. She'll dish off. Cameron Runner, she takes an initial step prior to the dribble, and she'll get called for traveling. 44.8 seconds left here in the first half. Will be brought in backcourt. Hamilton Heights is going to full court press right there. They pass it to the front court in the hands of Madison Dirksen. Dirksen on the dribble. She'll pass it out top. Serena Schwederman. She stands in the center circle. She's got a triple threat available. 26 seconds left. Going to be a double team. She'll dish off. High dribble. No travel called outside the arc. couldn't get the shot. Rebound, fought for, picked up by Ella Hickok. 15 seconds left. Ella gonna pass it to the sideline. Cameron Runner in the paint, took off the glass with a hard one to go. Rebound, put back, whip. Mikayla Moran crashing the board. She gets the put back. It was high off the rim, bounced right back through. Hamilton Heights takes a 1-point advantage with 8.1 left here in the second quarter. They're going to whistle a foul on 34, Madison Dirksen. She's got two. She's foul number five. First shot on the way, 3-point play, got it. It bounced up high again, fell through. 7 seconds, cross the sideline, Streeterman. On the dribble, she'll give the lane, gets away. 2 seconds, 1 second, gonna have to get rid of it, she does, it goes in. Basket is going to count. Ella Hickok at the absolute buzzer made the bucket fit coast to coast for the layup. They Huskies take a halftime lead to the locker room, 23-19. We'll have a 10-minute intermission. And then we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hamilton County Reporter. Nobody covers your team like the Hamilton County Reporter. Hall of Fame sports editor Richie Hall makes sure every school in Hamilton County gets the coverage they deserve. Read the Reporter online at readthereporter.com and subscribe to get news and sports delivered to your inbox for only $12 per year at readthereporter.com/subscribe. We're also making this game a good part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1985. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. On the web, you can find them at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now, Titus Bakery and Deli, located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them at TitusBakery.com. Again, that's TitusBakery.com. You can grab a donut or a hot breakfast. Visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. And stop in to please your taste buds at Titus Bakery and Deli. We're also making this game as in part being brought to you by AGM Auto, LLC. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And now, they restore classic cars and trucks. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. You can check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find them, just take Howard Avenue west off of State Road 19 in Arcadia, and they are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. Again, you can check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. Pretty good ball game in the works right here. We're at halftime. Yorktown sectional. First game of the sectional, Jay County, the visiting team on the scoreboard. Hamilton Heights, the home team. Hamilton Heights took the lead with 8.1 seconds left. Here in before halftime, they get another bucket on the field in the front court. They go the distance. Ella Hickok coast to coast. Layup off the glass just before the buzzer. just before the buzzer, no question, the official counted, and he should have. 23-19, as they played some great rock and roll right here, we're listening to REO Speedwagon, Roll with the Changes. Talking about REO Speedwagon, we'll just let you know, happening soon, it's going to be June the 10th, it's going to be a rock and roll party at Ruoff Music Center, Noblesville, Indiana. It'll be REO Speedwagon, Styx, and Loverboy. They're going to be pleasing the crowd right there with their 80s music. That'll happen on June the 10th. Ruoff Music Center, that tour, the 2022 summer tour with REO, Styx, and Loverboy, is going to kick off. They'll kick it off in Michigan on May 31st. So about four concerts prior to getting at Ruoff Music Center, they will be ready to go. Not quite sure who would be the leadoff band. I'm quite sure they'll take turns. They are familiar with each other. Kevin Cronin, Tommy Shaw, and Loverboy working for the weekend. This game happening on a Tuesday right here at Yorktown High School. They definitely host a very good tournament. This gym is fabulous. The scoreboard's awesome. And the public address is very good. He sings a good national anthem. So we're at halftime right here at Yorktown. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com. Beginning in 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, Tipton Blue Devil Boys, and Central Catholic Knights Boys Basketball, along with baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights Baseball. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. 3:44 left, intermission clock. Both teams still in the locker room. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets. Serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison County since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. 2.5 minutes left, both teams out on the floor. They're taking shots here before the second half. We'll let you know about the Class 3A rankings. Class 3A rankings, this is the January 23rd edition. This is from the Associated Press poll, Girls Varsity Basketball. Here are the top 12. We'll make it three of the top 12. Girls teams are in the Hoosier Conference. At number one, South Bend, Washington. They're 20-2. Number two position is Garrett. They're at North, 22-1. Number three position is Silver Creek, 20-2. Number four position is Denton Central, 23-1. Number five is Norwell, 17-4. Number six is Jay County. Jay County and the Patriots are 20-3. Number seven is Washington, 20-3. Number eight, Hamilton Heights. The Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are 15-5. Number 9 is Mishawaka Marion. 18 and 5. Number 10 is Twin Lakes. 18 and 5. Number 11 is Evansville Memorial. 18 and 4. And at number 12 is Corrin and Central. 19 and 2. So they're taking some shots. They're going to go to the bench area now. 1 minute timeout happening. We're under a minute before second half. Hamilton Heights and Shea Kim working at it right here on the floor. And I got a confirmation from my wife. She's back home listening to the broadcast. She makes sure we do not drop a signal. We have not. This is a good gym to work with for AT&T cellular phones. Son got me this headset for Christmas a few years ago. It works very well. I am thankful that he bought that for us, for putting me in sports. So both teams out on the floor. They're going to bring the ball in from half court. It's going to be brought in by the Lady Huskies, alternate possession arrow. It's going to be brought in by Mia Shields. And we set the clock at 8 minutes. They've done so. Automatic set. Mia Shields goes off the inside in the backcourt. Ella Hickok crosses the sideline at a walk pace. Guard her out top, 24, Isabel Rogers. She'll walk at the left side. She'll pass off near the baseline. That's Mia Shields. Back out top. She'll reset the offense. Working right side behind the arc to Michaela Moran. She'll dish off once again. Ella Hickok out near the center circle. 7:40 left. 20 seconds into the second half. Off the foot on the dribble, Mia Shields. They're going to say it was off Mia's foot. Right there defensively was 34, Madison Dirksen. Pretty hard for me to tell. The referee much closer. Gives the ball back to Jay Kennedy. Didn't even get a shot off. 7.5 minutes left. Third quarter, 23-19. Lady Huskies by 4. On the dribble, Sweeterman. High dribble. She'll pass it. She'll pass around the perimeter. Into the hands of Isabel Rogers. Back out top. We can call kick. Cameron Runner has quick reflexes, no, without a doubt. She gets a kick in. It's deemed as intentional. They give the ball back out of bounds. Sweeterman brings it in. Out top of the basketball, 24, Isabel Rogers. Being guarded by Cameron Runner. To the free throw line. Through the paint, outside the arc, 3-point shot on the way. Jake Kennedy, that was Madison Gerbson. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. To the front court. She'll dish it back to Mia Shields. Cross-court pass, Ella Hickok. 6:56 left. We're in the third quarter. Lady Huskies still up 23-19. There's been no scoring thus far in two possessions, one for each. Out top, Michaela Moran dishes it back to Ella Hickok. Back pedal dribble. She'll dribble in a stationary. Look for some defense. Defense is pretty far away. So she's going to keep a stationary dribble. Jay Kelly is not going to play. They're not even outside the three-point arc. Ella Hickok out in front of the scores bench. Pass dribbling back and forth. You got to mention the guys there in the cheer block for Jay County. Has a chant going. They stopped it ever since. 6:09 left. They're dribbling back and forth right there. Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok, pretty good dribbler. Let's see if it's going to happen now. We're going to run the offense. Out to the corner. Cameron Leonard. We're on the left side, Mia Shields. Cross-court skip pass, Runner, shot in the air. 3-point shot, good. Cameron Runner. First 3-point shot of the ball game for her, I do believe, and she nails it. 26-19, Lady Huskies by 7. 5:39 left, ball's in the front court, they pass to break the press. Sweeterman left side. Out top, she'll dish off to Isabel Rogers, being guarded there by Cameron Runner. Back to Sweeterman. She'll go inside the arc. She'll take a baseline jumper. Rims around. Wouldn't go. Rebound Mia Shields. Shields comes down with it. Dishes off point guard. Ella Hickok. She'll walk it to the timeline. She'll pass it across now. Left side to Mia. Back to Ella. Out near the center line. Looking for the defense to approach once again. She's going to hold the basketball this time. 5:04 left. Third quarter. She'll pass it left side, way out top to Mia Shields. Shields can be guarded quickly and closely by Isabel Rogers. They'll hit you down the baseline. It's going to be a tall pass from Michaela Moran over the head of 5'6" in Ella Hickok. Goes out of bounds. They'll play it from the front court. Belongs to Jay County. Jay County working the basketball. They get in out top on the dribble. 24, Isabel Rogers works it to Schmiederman. She'll work it down low. In the paint, lost the handle, takes it out inside the arc. Two-point shot, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Dirksen. That was Madison Dirksen. She averages 11.1 a game. 26-19. 7-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. 4:22 left. Could be a steal. Steal called. Ball's going to go out of bounds. No foul called. Schmiederman hit the deck. Mia Shields might have been the culprit there for Schmiederman hitting the deck. And there's no foul call. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Schmiederman. It's going to belong to the Lady Huskies. Timeout called. 30-second timeout called by Kurt Comer. He's going to have a conversation with one of the officials. And I really can't blame him. 4:17 on the game clock. Third quarter, Hamilton Heights 26, Jay County 19. Again, we'll mention the winner of this ball game will hopefully be able to play Friday night, weather permitting. They're talking about Thursday being a tough day for snow. The winner of this game will play Friday night. Delta Lady Eagles will be the visiting team. It's probably about 8-10 years ago, Coach Alden was the Hamilton Heights girls basketball coach. We went to Shelbyville. Putney in sports was there. We went to Shelbyville. Won the first game. Had to come back, but prior to coming back, 10 inches of snow fell. It took us a week to play the sectional at Shelbyville. Ball's in the front court. Brought in by Hamilton Heights. Ella Hickok, left side, and Mia Shields. 4:08 on the game clock. Running around the perimeter. Mia Shields right side. She'll bring it back around. We've got the offense. They'll work it down into Michaela. Michaela Moran, who's called foul on the floor. They're going to call a foul on the floor. It's going to be called on Schmiederman. Renna Schmiederman going to pick up her first foul in tonight's ball game. That's team foul number one, second half, on Jay County. Hamilton Heights yet to commit a foul, second half. It's going to be a blocked shot. Mia Shields went up for the shot, blocked shot. Tries to block to Madison Dirksen. It stays in bounds. Dirksen tracks down the basketball. Driving hard to the hoop in the paint there with Schmiederman. She hit the deck. They're going to call a foul during the shooting foul. It's going to be a shooting foul. She did get it released. And might have been benefit of the doubt. But anyway, she's going to go to the stripe right now. Renna Schmiederman, she'll step through the stripe shooting 71%. She's 80 for 113. Now 80 for 114. She'll get one more. That foul was whistled on Cameron Runner. She's got one. Both teams have won in the second half. Schmiederman got the back end of a two-shot foul. 26-20. Lady Huskies by six. 3:45 left. We're in the third quarter. Yorktown High School, sectional 44, class 3A. First game of the sectional. They'll bounce it into Michaela. Michaela turn around. Got the ball knocked loose. It's going to be stolen by Jay Kelly. To the front court, Schmiederman. She'll pass to the left side to the arc. They'll bring it back around. Straight away, three-point shot. Rims out, wouldn't go for Schmiederman. Credit the board right there by Taylor Moran. Covers it up well. Gets it to point guard, Ella Hickok. 3:14 on the game clock. Dribble right to the corner, Mia Shields. She'll pass it down low. It's going to be stolen on the bounce pass by Schmiederman. Schmiederman to the front court, crossing the timeline. They're going to call a foul. They're going to start to call the hand check here in the second half. That first half pretty much went uncalled. A lot of bumping. A lot of friction in that first half. They're going to call this foul on Ella Hickok. She's got two. Team foul number two for Hamilton Heights. One thus far for Jake County. Those are in the second half. 3 minutes. Working around the perimeter. Working in the inside out play to Schmiederman. Out top. Up top, Schmiederman will set up the offense. We're going to get Cameron Runner. Picking her up now, Mia Shields.
Tweet him and outside the arc, 3-point shot, rims out, wouldn't go, rebound, Cameron Rutter. She'll pick up the basketball, she'll go the distance. She'll go up for the shot, she'll get two. Couldn't get the shot near the glass, but she'll shoot two, and that foul's going to be whistled on Jake County. 34, Madison Dirksen. She's a 6-foot senior. Madison Dirksen picks up her third foul in the ballgame. Two at the strike for Cameron Rutter. She'll get the first one. Hadley Cherry in the back of the ballgame, taking a breather. Number 42, Mikayla Moran. Cameron Rutter will have one more. 27-20. Now 28-20. Cameron Rutter gives the Lady Huskies an 8-point advantage. 2:35 left. Third quarter, full court pressure. Trying to get across the timeline with the pass, and they do. Jake County in the front court. On the dribble, Brianna Burson. She'll bounce it, get through the hands of Schwederman. Saved from going out of bounds by 24, Isabel Rogers. They're going to paint deep down low off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good for number 10, Sophia Jackson. Credit a good assist right there by Schwederman. 2:05 left. Third quarter, 28-22. Lady Huskies by 6. In the front court with the basketball. Going to be a reach-in foul. A little bit less body control there. Schwederman going to get a foul called on her. And body control was not good. She tried to tip the pass away. Ends up running into a Husky offensive member. So Schwederman has two. Team foul number 3 here in the second half. Huskies with 2. They bring the ball in. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Works the right side. She'll pick up the dribble back out top. She'll dish it back to Cameron Rutter. Spin move at the free throw line. Bounce pass back to Ella. Don't work it down low. Mikayla. Off her hands. Couldn't bring it in. Goes out of bounds. Going to go back to Jay County. 1:40 on the third quarter clock. 28-22. Lady Huskies by 6. Full court press. They'll use the pass. Try to break the press. Schwederman, they'll break it with pass to the front court, 24, Isabel Rogers. Double team. They're working outside the arc. Brianna Dirksen. They'll bounce it in elbow. Elbow shot, right side, good. 34, Madison Dirksen. Knocks it down. It's a 4-point ball game. Lady Huskies in front of 28-24. 1:10 left here in the third. Out top of the basketball, Mia Steele. She'll dribble in. To go off the try to go off the glass. They're gonna say block shot down low and off the side out of bounds off of Mia. They're gonna give it back to Jake County. Trying to break the press again with the pass. They do up to the front court Schwederman. Under a minute, 58 seconds left. Gonna be a tip out of bounds. Pretty good hands there by Ella Hickok. She got a piece of it. He went ahead and got a piece of the intended target, the receiver, and it goes out of bounds. Good play by Ella. 53 seconds. Lady Huskies crossing the timeline at a walk pace. She'll pick up the pace now. Ella Hickok. Elbow left side, Mikayla. Outside, she'll dish it to Mia Shields. Back to Ella Hickok. 40 seconds left. Outside the arc, Mia Shields. Rims off, wouldn't go. Ball's loose. They're going to call foul. They're going to call a rebounding foul. It's going to be whistled on number 10, Cameron Rutter. Cameron Rutter going to pick up her second foul in the contest. 36 seconds left. Ball's brought in. They'll use the pass again. Break the press. Schwederman to the front court. To Saxman in the paint. Off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound. 6'3". Mikayla Moran. She's going to play college next year at Hanover. She will be an asset and a contributor. 15 seconds left. Ball's in the front court. 28-24. 4-point advantage. Lady Huskies. On the dribble, Ella Hickok. 7 seconds. Ella's going to try to get a pass to Cameron Rutter. A bit way too tall. It goes out of bounds. 5 seconds left. Jay Kelly going to have the opportunity for the last shot of the third quarter. Passes back in the back court. They get it back. 3 seconds. They're not going to get any shot off. Let's see. In the paint. Shot got off. They're going to say no good. They're going to say the shot was after the buzzer. Layup went in, but this one did not count. 28-24, Lady Huskies by 4. We'll go to the fourth quarter. We'll let you know this game is also in parts. Being brought to you by ScriptsandFishers.com since 1983. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. They have great cars, great trucks, great prices, and great customers. You can reach their dealership by phone in Fishers, Indiana by dialing 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Christian Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street. One is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana, right here between Westfield and Noblesville, along State Road 32. You can explore their quality used car inventory. That's FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. So they're asking the girls to come out on the floor right now. They're going to break up their huddle. 8 minutes on the game clock. Fourth quarter, Lady Huskies in front by 4. Foul situation, both teams with 3. Personal fouls, should say 3 fouls thus far in the second half. Brought in, alternate possession arrow, gives it to Jay County. Sweeterman out top. Joe Belton elbow left side, inside out play, 24 on the dribble, Isabel Rogers. She go free throw line, goes it down low. They go baseline, kick it back out on the dribble there. Rogers. Baseline jumper wouldn't go. Fought for a rebound picked up by Mia Shields. Shields to the front court. She's going to go baseline. She's going to bring the ball on through the lane. She'll reset the offense out top now with Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok on the dribble. 7:28 on the game clock. We're in the fourth quarter. Hickok going to find a path there. So we're going to the corner. Michaela back out to Mia. Well behind the arc. She's dribbling the right side. She's got an opening. She's going to get an offensive foul. Setting up, draw the charge right there. 24, Isabel Rogers. Mia Shields tried to land that jump stop, but just couldn't get it nailed in time. Be an offensive foul. So they'll work it to the front court. Jay County with the basketball. To the front court now on the dribble. 24, Isabel Rogers. Outside, 3-point shot on the way. Good. Grant the bucket, Madison Thurston for Jay County. It's a 1-point game. Lady Huskies by 1. 28-27. 6:50 left. Fourth quarter. Triple threat. She'll dribble now. Right side, Ella Hickok. We're going to call illegal screen. Illegal screen in the front court. We're going to whistle this one on Michaela Moran. Going to give the ball back to Jay County is going to go in at the turnover in the book. Michaela picked up her first foul. Team foul on the Huskies, number 5. In the paint, they get it down low. Kicks it back out, inside the arc, a 2 on the way, rims around, wouldn't go. Rebound, put back, wouldn't go. That was Sophia Saxman. Rebound out there, picked up. On the way back is Cameron Runner. Outside the arc, 3-point shot on the way, short, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner couldn't get it. That 3-point shot wouldn't go for Mia Shields back the other direction. They're going to call foul. Going to be a reach-in foul from behind on the Lady Huskies. Going to be called in the front court. In transition, right around the free throw line where the foul occurred. They're going to whistle this one on number 4, Mia Shields. She's got 2. Team foul 6. Jay Kelly is going to shoot the rest. Calvin fouls at the free throw line. 6:14 left. Outside of the arc, 3-point shot. No over the back ball. Ball's loose, picked up by Jake County. So work it down low. They're going to whistle a bump foul. So they're going to start calling fouls now here in the second half. When the first half, it was basically a boys' game. 6:05 left. Hadley Cherry going to enter the ball game. Michaela Moran has 2 fouls in the contest. Mia Shields going to take a breather. So, 1-1 situation now for Jay County. That's a 7th foul on the Huskies. Second half at the free throw line, 22, Gabriella. Bellbury, first down, going to go. Tipped out, picked up by Cameron Runner. Runner crosses the sideline to go baseline. Going to pass it back out, Kenny Roten. Out top now on the dribble. Going to reset the offense with Ella Hickok. 1 point advantage for the Lady Huskies. 28-27, fourth quarter, 5:45 left. On the dribble out top, she'll reset the offense once again. Ella Hickok, crossover. She's working right there against 22, Gabriella Gilbert. Then we're going to get in the corner. Michaela Moran, going to be a timeout call by Coach Keegan Sherry. He's going to take a 60-second timeout. 28-27, 5:35 left in regulation. You're listening to a very good ball game. Both these teams well aware that the other team could win. Absolutely. We'll mention this game as in part. Being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's Carquest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right part the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So both teams out on the floor. 60-second timeout complete. You'll be brought in by the Lady Huskies, Mia Shields, in the front court, opposite the sideline. She's going to pass it to the backcourt. Retrieving the basketball is number two, Ella Hickok. She'll cross the timeline at a walk pace. Working against her out top is Gabriella Gilbert. Gilbert off the footie. Down low off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Michaela Moran credit a good entry pass from Ella Hickok. 5:16 left. Outside the arc, 3-point shot on the way. Rimmed off, way to go. Shot taken by Spearman. The rebound secured. They're going to call it jump ball. They're saying jump ball right here. Cameron Runner. She's trying to bring the ball out of there. She did shake those elbows a little bit. Going to graze the nose of 22, Gabriella Gilbert. The jump ball had already been whistled. There was a double team there trying to get the ball from Cameron Runner. It was all accidental. Everything's fine. No extra correction or fouls going to be addressed here. Can be brought in by the Lady Huskies on the baseline. They'll go 84 feet. Brought in by Cameron Runner. On the dribble now is Mia Shields. She'll cross the timeline in front of the scores bench. She will back there with you to the center court and hand off to Ella Hickok. Hickok can be guarded right here by 22, Gabriella Gilbert. She's the one that took the burn. Hope she's okay. She appears to be. Out top of the basketball. Kaylee Roten. Well, she can sure shoot the three. She's not been open for the three. She shoots the three ball very nice at 40% on the season. The dribble back around. The dish it down low. Michaela, inside out play. Ella Hickok couldn't get the three from right elbow extended. Rebound going the other direction. Spiderman, she'll dish it down low off the glass. Madison Durkston for two with a great pass from Spiderman. 30-29, Lady Huskies by one. 4:15 left, fourth quarter. Bounce it in, Michaela. She'll go off the glass, she'll draw. They're going to call a traveling violation. Not quite sure, but they're going to take the ball away from the Huskies, and they're going to give it back to Jay Kenny. Traveling violation is the call against Michaela. Down low, she was going layup off the glass. Thought she got a step and a half. 4:03 left. Ball to the front court, Friedman. She's going to dribble in, she's going to go hard to the hoop. Underhand scoop shot, way to go. Coming out there with the basketball, Michaela. They'll pass it to the front court. Cameron Runner. She'll go off the glass, wouldn't get it. Ball's loose. They're not going to call travel. Sliding on the surface there was 22, Gabriella Gilbert. Ball's in the front court on the dribble. But get it back to Schmiederman, back to Bilbrey, to the corner, 3 points shallow away, rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound put back, wouldn't go for Madison Dirksen. Another rebound put back opportunity, she got fouled. That's number 10, Sophia Saxman. Saxman's going to go to the strike. Foul's going to be whistled on Ella Hickok. She picks up number 3. 3.5 minutes left. 2-shot foul awarded to Saxman. She gets the first one. Saxman, working from the foul stripe. She's working on that average, that percentage. And she got the first one. Substitution in the ballgame, 32 for Dick County, Brianna Dirksen. Taking a breather, 22, Gabriella Gilbert. Second shot for Saxman, runs off long, wouldn't go. No call over the back. They keep the ball in the front court, out top, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Another rebound put back is good by Saxman. Saxman gets the board off the glass, 2 points. Jay County goes up by 2. Reverse layup off the glass, tie ball game. Uses that rim as a defender. Cameron Runner off the glass, left-handed layup, ties the ball game at 32. 3 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Dribble out top to work it back in. Elbow, right side, Schmiederman. Tipped away, gets the basketball. On the dribble, Isabel Rogers back out top. Going to be a timeout called by Jay Kenny and Coach Kurt Comer. Kurt Comer going to call a 60-second timeout. 32-32, the foul situation. The Huskies foul is still in the bonus for Jay Kenny with 8 fouls accumulated in the second half on Hamilton Heights. Jay Kenny has only fouled 3 times here in the second half. We'll hope that's not a disadvantage. 2:48 left here in the fourth quarter. We'll mention you're listening to an education-based varsity high school girls basketball game. This game is being made possible through Robbie Kendall. Robbie Kendall at audiosportsonline.net. Robbie Kendall providing broadcast capability for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. If you want to go back to the PutMeInSports webpage, there's about 40-plus games there you can re-listen to if you choose to. I believe there are 8 games for the Lady Huskies basketball team, and I believe there are 1 there for the Hamilton Heights Tipton game. If you want to go there, you can find 3 games, Central Catholic Knights basketball, boys variety. And at the bottom of the screen, you can see there's 12 football games. One of them, Hamilton Heights versus Tipton. You can re-listen. Going to be brought in from the baseline. Right of the bucket at their own baseline. Jay Kelly goes off to Paul behind the arc. Gets it out to Madison Dirksen. Elbow left side, Schmiederman. Inside out, they'll work it back to 24, Isabel Rogers. 17-footer straight away for Schmiederman. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Kaylee Roten. She'll hand off right there, point guard, Ellen Hickok. Crosses the timeline. Pass it outside the circle there. Michaela Moran, gonna be a jump ball. When you jump ball, we're looking at the possession arrow. It's gonna go towards Jay Kelly. 2:26 left. Fourth quarter, tie ball game at 32. Toss in slightly in the backcourt. They get the ball back to 34. Madison Dirksen. Double team her. Give her getting the ball across the timeline. Both players can be picked up by the Huskies. Going to be a foul from behind. Not a bad foul. Tapping it on forward to Cameron Runner. She was going to go off the glass for an uncontested layup. Going to be a foul whistled on Jay Kelly, and that was a good foul. Fouls whistle on 34, Madison Dirksen. She picked up number 4. She's still in the ballgame. Going to be brought into Michaela. Michaela gives the ball back to Mia Shields. 2:10 left. 32-32. Working at Kaylee Roten on the dribble out top. Working against her is Madison Dirksen. She'll hand off Cameron Runner. Right side of the worker behind the arc. Touches the hands of Ella Hickok. Back to Cameron. Back pedal dribble. Cameron Runner working against her, Sophia Chapsman. On the dribble, to dribble the lane, to try to take a shot, he'll be block shot. Probably could have been a jump ball there, simultaneous. Outside the arc, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. That shot taken from 24, Isabel Rogers. Cameron Runner crosses the timeline. With the basketball working the left side, there's going to be a jump ball. It's going to belong to the Lady Huskies. Timeout. They're going to call timeout prior to the jump ball. Double check here. Coach Keegan Terry, right on the money right here, called the timeout prior to the jump ball. 30-second timeout. 1:26 left. Let's start the clock, and we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals, South Edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 South 8th Street. Call them at 317-773-4800. 26-foot box trucks available. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 11. Can be brought in by Hamilton Heights. Mia Shields going to trigger the inbound. Looking to get in, gets it in to Michaela. Michaela back to Mia. Mia on the dribble to go to the paint. She'll bring it back out. 1:20 left. Tie ball game at 32. She'll go baseline, take it back out. 3-point shot. Kaylee Rose shot when you go. Rebound, Michaela. Michaela Moran captures the rebound. Kaylee Rose straight away. Nearly went down. Popped out. Rebounded on the baseline by Michaela. It's going to be the fifth foul, so no shooting, not yet. Going to take a couple more. They're going to whistle this foul on 10. Sophia Saxman, she's got two. Team foul number 5. Maybe Huskies with 8. They bounce it into Michaela. Get it back to Mia. Outside the arc, Ella Hickok. 1:07 left. Fourth quarter tie ball game at 32. No foul there. Not going to call a foul on the blocking foul out near the center circle. Cameron Runner had to withstand the brunt of that with no call. Out top, back pedal dribble. Number 10, Cameron Runner to the corner. Going to go baseline, Mia Shields to bring it back out. 45 seconds left. Going to call timeout. Timeout called. Coach Keegan Cherry. Going to be a 60-second timeout. This game is becoming quite physical. I'm a little bit concerned with the officials keeping this game under control. 43 and a half seconds left. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production, since 1985, happy to be working in year number 37. You can reach them by dialing 317-984-3765. You can reach them by cell phone or by text message, 317-946-2424. Bringing in down the basketball, it belongs to the Lady Huskies. They'll bring in left of their own bucket on their own baseline. 43 and a half left. 43.5 over to Andy Michaela. She'll go off the glass. She'll shoot twice. They're working in tall to Michaela right there in the paint. Mia Shields makes some tremendous passes. Especially the lofting passes from the baseline. Fouls whistle on 30. Rena Spiderman, she's got 3. Team foul number 6. First shot up, rims off short, wouldn't go. Michaela Moran, she gets some confidence right there on the lane. Kaylee Roten, Cameron Runner, Ella Hickok. Also in the backcourt right there, the front of the backcourt. Mia Shields. Michaela Moran, she'll get one more. 42.2 left. Shots up. Shot rims around, wouldn't go. It was halfway down. Tie ball game at 32. 38 seconds in the front court, Streeterman. She'll work her right side, get the ball back behind the arc. Back to Madison Dirksen. Back out top to Streeterman. 29 seconds left. Probably going to evaporate some clock here, take a timeout. My guess, Kurt Comer, probably going to call a timeout here about the 15, 12 second mark. Shooter dribble now, Cederman. 16 seconds. 15.2. He calls a timeout. Timeout called by Coach Kurt Comer. Coach Kurt Comer, a 27th year coach. He's in his 12th year at Jay County. It's going to be a chess game from here on out. Coach Keegan Cherry, Coach Kurt Comer. 15.2 left. Full timeout. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Hamilton County Reporters. Are you reading the Reporter yet? Hamilton County's hometown newspaper can be delivered to your inbox 6 days a week for as little as $12 per year. Yes, $12 per year. I signed up for that. Just go to readthereporter.com/subscribe and you'll never miss the high school sports action. Hall of Fame sports editor Richie Hall has you covered, Hamilton County. That's readthereporter.com/subscribe. Again, that address is readthereporter.com/subscribe. So we're going to ask the girls to come out, play basketball, second buzzer, 60-second timeout. 15.2 left. Here in regulation, ball in the front court, Jay County with possession. They're going to bring it in across from the scorer's bench, barely in the front court. Schwieberman will inbound the basketball. 15.2, looking to get in, does. Shifts into Dirksen. Dirksen, that's Madison, now back to Schwieberman. 10 seconds left. 8 seconds. Elbow, back to Schwieberman. Behind the arc, 5 seconds. She'll dribble in. She's going to paint, going to be blocked out of bounds. Michaela Moran got a hand on it, blocked it out of bounds as she was trying to go up for the shot, left of the bucket. 2.7 left. The ball's going to belong to Jake Gary. They're going to bring it in left of their own bucket on their own baseline. They're going to call this a 30-second timeout. 2.7 left. Tie ball game at 32. Recent and past matchups, this is a current matchup right here. Dynamics are totally different. Both these teams working hard this season. Tell you what, when those ping pong balls came out of the hopper, and we found out from Coach Bob Level and Greg Rakestraw, they put it on the big screen, girls basketball team let out a big yell right there when they saw first game matchup was going to be Hamilton Heights and Jay County. They knew it was going to be a good one. And it sure is. It's living up to its billing. 2.7 left. Left of the bucket going to be brought in by Sophia Satchman, number 10. Double team underneath. They're going to guard double team Schwieber outside the arc. I should say, 2-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound putback wouldn't go. As a baseline jumper, about a 12-footer would go for Gabriella Bilbrey. We will go to extras. We're going to put 4 minutes on the clock. We'll play half a quarter. Half a quarter will equal one timeout. We're going to overtime in game one here at Yorktown High School. We'll remind you this game is, in part, being brought to you by Reynolds Barn Equipment. Since 1955, they're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. That's ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now, Titus Bakery and Deli, located right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., you can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them online at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a donut or a hot breakfast. Visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. And stop in, if only to please your Facebook. So we're going to have another jump ball. It's going to be a brand new ball game. Got to admit, these girls are probably tired. Going to be my Taylor Moran jumping up this time. Going to go against 22 Gabriella Gilbert. 4 minutes on the game clock. We're tied at 32. We're going to shoot the free throws the rest of the way. Tip to the backcourt, picked up by Eliyka. Going to talk to across the timeline. Going to have some directions. So every foul means something. It was out of bounds. On the floor there, tapped it out of bounds. It's going to belong to Hamilton Heights. Pretty good defense right there. Sophia Saxner. Going to be brought in by the Lady Huskies. Mia Shields. Straight across the other side of Jim Core from the Husky bench. In the front court. Gets it in to Cameron Runner. She'll dribble it. Bounce the right side, Ella Hickok. 3:45 left. 4 minute overtime period. Bounce pass right side behind the arc. Mia Shields, she's got the dribble. She'll use one. She'll pass it back out to Kaylee Roten. Back to Mia. Mia goes dribble it back out top. She'll dribble in the paint. Left hand it off the glass window. Trying to get her own board. Couldn't get it. Madison Dirksen. Going to get called for a traveling violation. I believe she was trying to call a timeout with the far official. She was in the paint. The official on the baseline called her for the travel. He could not see the timeout gesture. I believe I saw one, but it was not awarded. Brought in. Hamilton Heights with the basketball in their own front court. Crossover. Cameron Runner. 3:20 left. Out top to reset the offense. Cameron Runner going to go hard to the hoop. Going to get a block shot. Block shot right there coming down with the basketball is Friedman. She'll dish it up ahead. She'll throw the ball away. Ends up in the hands of Katie Roten. Back to Ella Hickok. Like Kayla Moran. Back to Ella way out top. Guarding her, 22, Gabriella Bilbrey. We're working back to Cameron Runner. Back pedal dribble. 2:52 left. Fourth, I should say, overtime. We played beyond the fourth quarter. We went to fourth quarter tied at 32, and we're still there. 2:42, 32, 32 on the dribble right side. Ella Hickok outside the arc. Shot on the way. Rimmed off. Wouldn't go. As Mia Shields for three. Rebound. Renna Friedman lost the handle. Lost the handle. A foul's going to be called. Going the other direction with Mia Shields. She's going to go to the foul strike. She'll shoot the bonus. They're going to whistle a foul on Schmiederman. She picked up number 4 in the ballgame. Going to be a one-hand bonus. Mia Shields. She shoots 79% behind the stripe. 41-52. That's in 20 games. Accurate stats for Hamilton Heights. First shot rimmed off. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured. Picked up right there. Gabriella Bilbrey. Across the timeline on the walk pace. That's Renna Friedman. Friedman out top in the center circle. Guarding her loosely is Cameron Runner. Friedman, a junior. She's got another year to go. From the corner baseline. 3-point shot rims around. Wouldn't go. Rebound Saxman. Couldn't get the rebound bucket. Tries it again. Couldn't get it. And Michaela Moran comes down with the ball. And there's all kinds of friction. All kinds of friction with no whistles. In this, girls game. 1:48 on the game clock. 32-32. No one has scored as of yet. The work is down low to Michaela. She'll go off the glass. When he goes, she'll go back up again. Couldn't get the put back. Tipped away. Mia Shields going to get called for the foul. It's going to be a 1-1. It's going to be the final 1-1. Jake Canning will shoot. Another common foul on the Huskies. Jake Canning will shoot the double bonus. This is number 9. They're going to whistle this foul on number 4, Mia Shields. She picked up number 3. 1:35 left at the free throw line for Jake Canning. Number 30, Renner Schmiederman. 71% shooter at the strike. Rims off, wouldn't go. Retail front for Mia Shields. Schmiederman could have been out of the ballgame. Didn't get called for the foul on the rebounding foul. Lady Huskies in the front court. Coach Keegan Sherry looking to try to get one shot here in a minute. 20 seconds left. On the dribble out top, Cameron Runner. She'll fake like she's going free throw range. She'll bring it back out. Moving the basketball on the dribble right there is Cameron Runner. junior class athlete, 105 left, to the corner. Mia Shields takes the three, brings the ball back out. 1 minute left. 32-32. 55 seconds left on the dribble. Ella Hitchcock. Hitchcock out in the center circle. Coach Kurt Comer commending his girls for defense. And they are playing good defense. They're working back to Cameron Runner. Spin move. Out top of the basketball, 38 seconds left. To the corner. Three-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Mia Shield from the corner. Going to be a foul whistle on the Lady Huskies. Going to be a double bonus situation. Jake County going to walk the distance. Backcourt to front court. They're going to whistle this foul on Cameron Runner. She picked up number three. They're going to put Schwederman back at the stripe. Last time there, she rimmed out on the 1-1. She's going to get two shots here no matter what. 32-32, 33.3 left. Rims off and wouldn't go. She'll get one more, get some encouragement right there on the lane. Dirksen, they're going to call timeout. Timeout, Keegan Cherry. Full 60 seconds, timeout. 33.3 seconds left in overtime. 32-32 ball game. That was the end of regulation score. No one yet to score here in the overtime period. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces and same quality work. They also now restore classic cars and trucks. You can reach them by dialing 317-984-5283. Again, their number is 317-984-5283. Check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. Second buzzer. Back to the foul line. Renna Schwederman. She'll get one more. Couldn't hit the front end. 33.3 left. Six on the lane. 32-32. She'll bounce a couple. She'll eye it. Fly it. Got that one. Trent County by one. See the front court? Working across the timeline now is Cameron Runner. 27 seconds left. Runner on the dribble picked up a screen from Shady Roden. She'll dribble on in. She'll go off the glass. Got the bucket. Cameron Runner. Hamilton Heights gets the ball. Hamilton Heights makes a steal. Schwederman tried to toss the ball in nonchalant. And right there with Cameron Runner after making the layup. Cameron Runner going to go to the stripe. She's going to shoot the 1-1. At the foul line, number 10, Cameron Runner. Huskies by one. Cameron Runner makes it by two. Huskies up 35-33. One more will pretty much clinch at the least. At the most, in overtime, she got it. Two at the stripe, it's 36-33. 15 seconds left. Across the timeline on the dribble is Dirksen. That's Madison. Well, we're at the cross-court skip pass, 24, Isabel Rogers. Out top, we're working back to Rogers. Three-point shot on the way, rimmed around, way to go. Ball's loose. 1 second, outside the arc. Three-point shot, long off the rim, wouldn't go. Hamilton Heights, going to eke out a victory right here. First game of the sectional. Coach Keegan Cherry, to capture the win, 36-33 in overtime. Coach Cherry has some kind words for Renna Schwederman as he shakes her hand. So they're walking across the timeline, right in front of the scores bench, shaking hands. Say what a very good ball game. Hamilton Heights will be back Friday night, weather permitting. Hamilton Heights will play against Delta. Delta will be the visitors, Hamilton Heights will be the home team, according to the brackets. Huskies will be on the lower bracket. 6 p.m. Friday night, February 4th. If you remember, February 4th is the actual anniversary date when the Indianapolis Colts won that Super Bowl for Indianapolis. So we'll mention that game's going to happen on Friday night, the 4th. Delta and Hamilton Heights right here at Yorktown. And coming up, the next game here on the court will be Muncie Burris and Newcastle. Putney in Sports will not cover that game. Putney in Sports will cover the game Friday night right here. Hamilton Heights and Delta. That's a 6 o'clock start. We'll begin the broadcast pre-game about 5:45 if you'd like to tune in. And it's supposed to be a ball game on Thursday. It'll be a home game with Peru. Peru Tigers and Tipton Blue Devils boys basketball. Not sure that game is going to happen. If that game does not happen, the next game on the agenda would be Friday night right here at Yorktown. Be Delta and Hamilton Heights girls. But then on Saturday, there'll be a Tipton Blue Devil game at Northeastern. Northeastern is in Portland, Indiana. That's a 1:30 start for the varsity. If you'd like to tune in, boys varsity basketball, Putney in Sports will be at Northeastern High School on Saturday for a 1:30 tip-off. We do thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home for sound check. And then we'll just bow out of here. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let go. Just keep the fire burning.
Hey, we're back here. We're talking to Coach Keegan Sherry. Keegan Sherry, you got to admit, at halftime, you took some momentum to the locker room.
So that the last 2 minutes there, the first half, was big for us. We took a big-time punch from Jake Downey there early. Sweeterman makes a big shot. She's a fantastic player. We knew that going in. You're not ever going to stop a player like her. You just kind of got to slow her down if you can. Then their offensive rebounding was a concern of us, and it reared its ugly head there late. But our girls, you know, continued to fight, and we just found a way to win. Mia Shields didn't shoot the ball particularly well tonight, but I believe in my heart the next one she shoots is going to go in. So, you know, what a great learning opportunity this one was for us tonight. Kent County's a really good basketball team, and there's a part of me inside that really hurts for Coach Comer because he's one of the good guys, and you know, you just feel bad for a guy like that that puts his heart and soul into preparing his team and has a good team and falls a little short.
First thing I got to mention, you got to have some extra days. You're an ex in the Texas and those guys. Yes, I'm prepared, and there was no way when you didn't have time to prepare.
Well, I wasn't quite sure. You know, we had an extended break there, had some time off, and our last two games got canceled with Newcastle and Jay County. And so we've been off for quite a while, so I was a little bit concerned on how that might carry over. But credit to my staff. I mean, my staff poured everything into this one. We had a great scout. We had a great game plan going in. Our girls believed. They bought in, and they didn't get rattled there early. They found a way to fight back great in the first half, captured that momentum, and as they say, they hung on.
Less than 1 minute, basically, with the overtime, 32-32 after regulation.
Yeah, those are two great defensive teams. I mean, you look at the Sags and Rays, both of us are giving up, you know, mid-30s there. As a defensive average, you know, we're very similar in a lot of ways, although I would like to have Jay County's height. Our defenses are the same as far as that 1-2-2. We took the air out of it a little bit there to start the second half when they stayed in that box and won and got them out of that. And I don't know if that was a good move or not. I guess it worked out because we won, but, you know, maybe I took a little momentum away from our team. I don't know, but I got them out of that box and won. Their man was pretty solid. We tried to run some actions. Sweeterman just does an unbelievable job blowing up sets and covering so much ground. We'd get the ball inside, and she was there challenging Michaela. But, you know, overall, it's win in advance. We can be super critical at some point later than tonight.
We'll see what the weatherman gives us. We'll hopefully be back on the Friday, 6 o'clock again.
I sure hope so. I mean, it's going to be a battle. Tournament basketball is season number 2. And I told those girls in the locker room, I said, enjoy the heck out of this one tonight. We just beat a really, really good basketball team, but they're finished. Work that still remains. I mean, this isn't finished by any means, but anything can happen in tournament basketball. I mean, they made a movie about a certain team that was a tremendous underdog, and they won the state championship.
Thank you. So we'll walk back this direction. I tell you what, Coach Keegan and Jeremy, who knows exactly what's going on. We're going to bow out here once again. We thank you for listening. And we'll be back Friday night. Delta versus Hamilton Heights at 6 p.m.